The Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis tells us the story about Yehudas Tavisa. Yehudas, the wife of Rabbi Chiya, the Havilah Tzar Leida. Rashi says that she had twins, and the childbirth and the child rearing of those twins was particularly difficult. So she didn't want to have relations with her husband in order that she should not get pregnant again and have children that she obviously was having difficulty. Amrlei, so she said to Rav Chiya, Amrlei Aim, my mother told me, Kadlech Bei Avuch Kedusha Kizutras, that my father had accepted Kedushin for me when I was a small child. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, a father has the ability to accept Kedushin on behalf of his daughter, as the Torah says, as Biti Nosati Lishazeb. And therefore, she was essentially saying to Rav Chiya, I'm already married to a different man, and therefore I may not be married to you. Amala, to which Rav Chiya told her, Lav kol kimina demach damer dasrut lachalai. Your mother's statement does not have the ability to prohibit you to me. The Paiskim, based on this Gemara, discuss the issue of people utilizing birth control in order not to have children because they're experiencing difficulties. So here, one of the Mefarshim suggests that she didn't want to have children because she felt they couldn't afford to have children. However, the Sefer Chassidim in Sif Tuf Kuf Yotes teaches us, Layachshav a tzaddik shu'oni, a tzaddik who's unfortunately poor, should not think, if I will have relations with my wife, Shema tahar mimeni, maybe she will become pregnant, ve'ona ekach lefarnosa, where will I have the ability to take care financially of this child? Ze, says the Sefer Chassidim, mimechusrei amunahi, such an individual is lacking proper amuna. Kol mi shechoshev kach, kakadosh baruch hu, a person has to believe, kakadosh baruch hu mazman bedadi isha chelik yonak, kshiyatsu me imai, just like we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares that every mother should be able to nurse, so the child should have panosa from the moment it's born. Furthermore, he quotes the Mechilta. If somebody has enough to eat today, and he'll say, what will he eat tomorrow? He raises him chusra muna. A person has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him what he needs. And not only must a person believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him what he needs, a person has to believe that every child that's born is born with the panosa he needs to have to survive. There's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Chelkas Yaakov, Evan Ezer, Simon Samach. The purpose of the tshuva is particularly to get involved with which type of birth control method is better al pi halacha, which type is worse. But he diverts to discuss that sometimes people are given advice by doctors not to have children for a certain period of time. And they come to Rabbanim with shailas, what is permitted or what is not permitted. So the first thing the Chelkas Yaakov says, that just because a doctor gives such advice doesn't mean that we have to automatically accept what they're saying. because they come with a very different perspective. And their perspective is not a perspective of a Jewish perspective. Their perspective is, why should the woman have children? There's no need to have that many children. It's a bother. Al Gemara, he says, he quotes Al Gemara, is only in a situation where it was indeed very difficult for her to have children. But if that isn't the case, one has to be very reluctant to rely on these heterim. He says, number one, he says, the Gemara says that Ein ben David ba, Mashiach will not come, at sheyichlu kol neshama shel guf. There is a place in Shemayim where there are all the neshamas that have to come to this world. And until that warehouse, so to speak, is emptied out, where all those neshamas that have to come to the world are born, we can't have Mashiach. So by not having children, one is preventing Mashiach from coming. Moreover, he says, the Pasuk says in Kehelis, "Babaikas raz arecha, ola arav al tanach yedecha." He says that Rashi in Kehelis explains that the Pasuk is referring to Ifson. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, and they all passed away in his lifetime. And when he was an older person, he had one child, Ovid, and that child survived, and ultimately David HaMelech came from that child. Moreover, he says, we who experienced the Holocaust, and families, there were larger families that had many children, and only one child survived. Could you imagine if that family would have not had that child? Then there would be no zecher of that family. So how much we have to pay attention to every child and how valuable every Jewish child is that's born. And he says, therefore, when a parent is deliberating, or when they come to ask a Rav, a Shaila, the Rabbonim and the parents have to think, what type of damage and what type of hefsid, loss, could come to the world by preventing another Jewish child from being born. Certainly, if the entire purpose of preventing having children, he says, is only to have a better lifestyle, it's not an acceptable method for using birth control. There's a series of tshuvas in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalid, starting Chelek Dalid Avinezer, starting Simon Semach Zion, about birth control. First of all, Ramosham, and really all the Paiskim, make a number of very important rules whenever it comes to birth control. First of all, they say whatever method of birth control that's being used, it should be the woman who's using the method and not the man. Furthermore, I saw Rav Moshe says this, and I saw a tshuva from the Mir Yosher, and the Chalkus Yaakov says this as well, that whenever it's mutter to use birth control, it should be tried to be used before the Maisabia, not after the Maisabia. Moreover, Rav Moshe in his tshuvas, it's clear, never wanted to give a heter for more than a year or mank at a time. And in general, he was reluctant to give a heter for more than 2 years. Moreover, when Rav Moshe says he gives a heter, he gives the heter only on the condition that it be kept confidential. Because if a Rav gives a heter and it becomes known that this Rav gives a heter, then other people may assume that the heter applies to them. And every heter, it has to be judged for its unique circumstance. And therefore, if there is a heter, the heter, every person has to get their own heter, and whatever heter they get, they should keep it confidential, and it should not be publicized. Ramash has a tshuva there in Simen Samaches, where the parents who are asking for a heter based on the fact that they're hitting the children. So it's interesting how Ramosha takes such a very serious view against people hitting their children, and there's no heter, there's no permissibility of hitting children, besides that it's osur, you're not allowed to hit anybody. Moreover, he says, certainly not healing one child. And that is a reason where Rav Moshe is a little more lenient in giving a heter. Rav Moshe continues that in Siman Ayin Aleph, that the only time that he gives a heter is if there's a chashash sakana or tsar gadol. But Rav Moshe says that the issue of tsar gilbonim or the issue of lack of parnasa should not be considered a consideration for a heter for birth control. And it's interesting that Rav Moshe says that when he looks at these heterim, he looks at it much more from the perspective of the women than from the perspective of the man. He says a man, he's much more reluctant to give a heter because the man is requesting the heter. He's much more only interested in on the man's side. Rav Moshe in a tshuva there in Siman Ayin Dalet, he says, certainly in a situation where it's an issue of panosa, there's no right to give a heter. And even when it's an issue of a health issue, Rav Moshe says it has to be chashas sakana mamish. But Rav Moshe does agree that when we speak of sakana, it doesn't only have to be a medical sakana. A mental sakana is also considered a sakana. And Rav Moshe continues in that tshuva where there was a couple who had a child, and then a year later, they had another child. And therefore, the woman obviously is quite busy and weak. And much of the household work now is on the responsibility of the husband than the wife. Normally, the wife is doing these things. In this situation, the husband is doing it. Says Rav Moshe that that is not a heter for birth control. There's a letter from the Stipler in Igros Gimel Oisur Aleph. The Stipler says that whatever tsar or whatever tirdus and whatever somebody is supposed to suffer in the course of the year, it's all nigzar, it's all decreed in a Shemayim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And there is no way to avoid what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And therefore, people assume that they're going to use birth control because that will help them have an easier life. Says the stipler, Ein la'ein la'odem la'asas shum tachbulu neges seder ha'chaim ha'tivi shiosak par b'rachshem ba'alamai. A person's not supposed to try to come up with ways to beat this, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed. Amr Chazal b'medrash rabbis, continues the stipler, Chazal teaches, Amr Rav, Ein la'odem b'lo yisurim. There is no life without yisurim. Ashri Odom, shiyisurim b'aron lov min ha'toyra. Shenemar, he says, what does that mean? If a person has Yisurim, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, and he says that every person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees a certain amount of Yisurim. But if those Yisurim come because he was fulfilling the Dvar Hashem is that we're supposed to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pur Revu, and therefore the children, the tzagil bonim. But if that's the yisurim that the person is suffering, so he's suffering the yisurim because he's fulfilling the Dvar Hashem. Ashrei, such a person is following the Dvar Hashem, and he's not trying to beat the system. Anyway, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's going to happen.